Although the unemployment rate ticked downward, which is good, new job creation was rather weak and could have been better. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on August 2014 U.S. employment trends. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reported the unemployment rate incrementally declined 0.1% to 6.1% in August. A year ago, in August 2013, it was 7.2%. The reason the unemployment rate ticked lower was because the labor force contracted by 64,000, and while there are only 16,000 more employed persons, the number of unemployed persons declined by 80,000. Those not in the workforce increased by 268,000. In other words, although the number of employed persons grew by a small number, at the same time, the size of the entire labor force actually contracted, but there were fewer unemployed persons. Therefore, the unemployment rate incrementally moved downward. The results from the Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Job Survey or Report, saw the total number of jobs up only 142,000 in most, but not all, sectors, which is a bit of a disappointment from July's increase of 212,000, which was down from June's growth of 267,000. A year earlier, in August 2013, total job growth was only 202,000. The private goods-producing sector grew by only 22,000 jobs in August compared to growth of 67,000 in July. Manufacturers were flat, neither adding nor removing jobs on net. Job growth in durable goods was only 2,000, even when accounting for the 4,600 job decline in motor vehicles and parts. Non-durable goods continued to drift lower with a decline of 2,000 in August, the same number it lost in July. Building new jobs in the construction sector slowed to growth of only 20,000 in August compared to an increase of 31,000 in July. Mining and logging brought 2,000 more jobs up to the economy in August, with the support activities for mining portion responsible for a vast majority of those new jobs. In July, mining and logging added 8,000. The private service providing sector continued to apply the brakes and slowed to only 112,000 more jobs in August after adding 146,000 in July and growing by 226,000 in June. In August 2013, it added 163,000. The retail trade sector rang up 8,400 returns, that's a decrease, after adding almost 21,000 in July. In case you were thinking this was because the summer selling season ended in August, you would be wrong, because a year ago, in August 2013, this sector added almost 30,000 jobs. The professional and business services sector job growth picked up a bit with 47,000 more jobs in August after adding only 36,000 in July. Computer systems design and related services added only 1,500 jobs in August, but even that was an improvement from the 600 it lost in July. Management and technical consulting services was able to grow by 3,000 jobs in August on top of adding 4,300 in July. Architectural engineering services added 2,700 jobs in August. The education and health services sector added a total of 37,000 jobs in August, with the sector's highly seasonal educational services subsector declining by 6,300. Therefore, growth in the healthcare and social assistance portion was almost 43,000, which was a bit of an improvement from the 40,000 increase in July. In August 2013, it added almost 58,000 jobs. Home healthcare services was up 3,800 jobs in August, which was double July's increase of 1,900. New hiring in the leisure and hospitality sector was 15,000 in August, which was slightly better than the 12,000 it added in July, but in August 2013, this sector added 34,000. The total number of government jobs was up by 8,000. The federal government added 3,000 jobs, state government was up by 1,000, and local government increased by 4,000. Although temporary help services continued to grow and reach new highs, the rate of growth fluctuated. In August, temporary help services was up 13,000 to 2,896,200, which was a 0.5% month-on-month increase and year-on-year growth of 8.0%. In July, the job number was up 9,700, or 0.3% sequentially, and up 8.2% year-on-year. In June, temporary help added 15,000 jobs, which was a 0.5% sequential growth and an 8.3% increase year-on-year. Take note that the year-on-year growth is decelerating. Temporary help services market share, that is, its portion of all jobs, continued to rise and reached an all-time high of 2.082% in August compared to 2.075% in July. It was 1.962% in August 2013. Despite a falling unemployment rate, there is still a lot of talk about slack in the labor market. And the employment data for this month seemed to bear that out. The unemployment rate improved by declining, but job creation was quite weak. Almost a two steps forward and one step back sort of labor economy. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data and analysis we provide. A fully interactive video version of this report, with the ability to replay only certain sections and view charts and tables in great detail, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.